Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there, this is Living the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Mariana Lencar and I am the third year of Letras at IBUSNFP. The most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is the importance of human interaction. Before quarantine, I had never given much thought about how important it is to me to interact with people in my daily routine. Actually, I had never realized that I used to interact a lot with people in general. I've always been an introverted person, so when quarantine first started, I thought, oh, that won't be too hard for me. But guess what? It was and has been too hard. The first month was easy, and I truly couldn't understand why it was so hard for some people to stay at home. But the weeks went by, and when I realized, I was dressing up like a drag queen to go to the drugstore. I was so desperate for human interaction that I've spent more than 10 hours a day sitting on my computer's chair using social media. I've never tweeted that much nor watched that many Instagram stories in my life before. Meanwhile, the tension in my house was increasing. Everybody here works or studies, so we've never actually spent that much time together. And in the beginning, it was good. We watched tons of movies together until we ran out of options on Netflix. We baked so much that I still can see cake in front of me. And our house has never been so clean, I swear. But there are only four of us. We need more. Having a good relationship with our family and spending quality time with them are really important things. But we need a social circle bigger than this. We need our friends, our colleagues, our professors, the random people that cross our paths, and even those relatives that piss us off sometimes. God, I was even missing the old days when I took the bus to go to the university. Something that I used to hate. That's how desperate I was. To avoid madness, my friends and I decided to call each other every day. And for weeks, we've spent hours talking through Discord and playing games. We still couldn't see or hug one another, but that was definitely better than going nuts by ourselves. Another good distraction was literature. Since I've gone to college, I've never had that much time for personal readings, so with quarantine, I found a great opportunity to catch up with my readings. I read the books that I've already had, and I also spent almost all of my money with new ones. Most of them were genres and authors that I've never read before, so I can say that I definitely stepped out of my comfort zone and it was amazing. The pandemic is not over yet, and while our lives aren't back to normal, I keep dreaming about all the things I'm going to do when everything is finally over. I won't waste any day that I possibly can, and for a long time, I know there won't be a weekend that I won't dress up like a drag queen to go out with my friends. This was Living the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODIBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.